Right. Now he mad. Now his job ain't fixed. Y'all don't pay me enough for the electric truck drivers.
Yo,
I'm here.
It's time. Am I allowed to say it? It's time.
It's time.
Look, this nigga Nino, boy, he just said I'm ready. And then the motherfucker, he gonna be the last nigga to answer the thing. Watch he have a bullshit excuse. I was in the bathroom. Come on, Nino. Here it is. Oh, no, that's you. You just dropped the Hot Wheels?
Oh. No, you know what that was? That was a shot bottle.
What up, gentlemen? Hello, gentlemen. How's it going?
What's up? Why are you dirty?
It's cracking. Hey, man, you probably just in time, dog. I was just going to walk out and go in my mailbox and go get my ordered t-shirt that I got from Droop314.com. No motherfucker. Ooh, I can't wait. You caught me right before I was about to walk out the door.
I ordered mine, too. I can't wait.
My shit came in less than 7 days, dog. That shit fire, dog. I'm finna be out of styling on these hoes on my new shirt.
Styling and profiling.
And don't forget that you too could style like Nino by going to Droop314.com.
That's
DROOP314.com.
314? That's a 3, 1, and a 4, like St. Louis area code.
Yeah, that's like the area code 314. Droop, DROOP is in Paul 314.com. All right, man, let's appreciate that though, brother. I got it. We got to get right into it, man.
Let's do it.
Ain't no sports, bro. Ain't no fucking sports, man. Bruh.
I'm losing my mind.
On sports.
Right. That's Jarrell, by the way. That's Cuzzo. Cuzzo came by.
Jarrell. Oh, shit. What up, man? Oh
what up, man?
What's up, you Nakers?
He wasn't going to introduce himself. You see how I got to introduce the nigga? He just got, I'm just a voice.
I have to be introduced. Right now, I got a goat mask on with a motherfucking cigar hanging out of my mouth.
He do have that on, but.
Yeah, I know. What type of bullshit?
Man, this is GSPN right here, bro. This all original members.
Yep. It is, yeah. You know what? Jarrell added me.
I don't even
want
to talk to Nino because he going to bring up old shit as always.
Hey, dog, why you going to bring me out like that from distance?
Y'all niggas ain't waste no time. Y'all ain't waste no time.
He over there thinking about it right now.
Oh, my God. Man, that was a fluke.
I'm not at liberty to discuss any past events.
Like you said, it was a fluke, huh?
A fluke?
Man.
David Lake feel like Brady's supposed to win, huh?
Who knew, what's his name? Nick Foles had some hands. Who knew that?
I knew that.
Yeah.
If Foles we trust, baby.
I knew
this. Hindsight is always 20/20, you naker.
He coming back to the Eagles this year too. He coming back. He gonna be our backup again.
Hold on. What you just said Nick Foles coming back to the Eagles?
Yeah, is that real?
Yeah, the Jaguars going with Minshew.
So Nick Foles going back to the Eagles?
Man. I don't see where else he would go.
Oh, you just saying that's what you think. I'm thinking it didn't happen.
Nah.
If that happened, that can't happen because then Wentz is going to be every time he throw an interception, they're going to be screaming for Foles. You can't have that type of negativity in your life.
Wentz is solid, man. Y'all act like Wentz ain't went out there throwing the snooks baggers and shit the whole year and he was still winning.
I mean, I know a quarterback that do that all the time.
Oh shit! Ooh, talk to that nigga! Who do that? Who done that?
He saved Danny Amendola's career.
Ah, here we go.
There ain't somebody that can do that.
Now, David, what you got to say?
What you got to say about that, David? That's your
team. Say something.
Hey, he did. You can't argue with the truth. He did that because that boy was shit before he went to a Brady.
You just gotta have somebody that can throw you open. You know what I'm saying? Put the ball where it's supposed to be at the exact time it's supposed to be.
Okay, well, Jarrell, hey, that's dope. We got you on, bro. So, what's going on, bro? What's going on with your team, bro? Can we get a update from an actual Patriots fan about how y'all feeling right now? What's really going on?
We on to Cincinnati.
We going to Cincinnati?
we on to Cincinnati. All that other stuff is just media outside. Everybody knows just to do your job. You know what I'm saying? We get out there. If it ain't us, we all one team. You know, outside of whatever they talking about.
And that concludes our time of Patriots. We only allow a certain amount, and we have that limit.
I agree, because now I've said too much already. I see Bill Belichick texting me now that I better shut up.
Did he text you that for real?
Yeah, he did. You know, the hoodie don't play, man.
You're going to get traded.
I'm not going to Las Vegas, I can tell you that.
Wow.
Las Vegas, dog. Hold on. What's wrong with Vegas?
I'm talking about as a sports fan.
Hey, dog, Vegas Stadium looks nice, dog.
You finna be a Vegas Raider? You finna give up the Eagles for the Vegas Raiders?
Oh, nah, nigga. Don't disrespect me like that, nigga. Don't get disrespectful all this.
Once we somewhere with a home team, we supposed to rep our home team. Ain't that what y'all was telling me?
Man, that's what them niggas was telling you. I never agreed on that.
What happened was, yeah, right.
You can rep any team you want to, dog, as long as you stick with them. That's the only rule.
I totally agree.
That's not necessarily a rule, I don't think. I don't think you should be obligated to stick to a team that doesn't represent your core values.
If your team loses for 20 years in a row, you are obligated to switch wherever you want.
Now, wait a minute now. Hold on now.
I went through the proper channels. I'm not going to discuss this.
When is the Rams had one since what? I ain't gonna front though. I left and came back.
It's almost
I shook.
No, y'all went back to the Super Bowl, so that don't count.
Exactly. We came back.
The playoffs.
Yeah, and the playoffs. So yeah.
Hey, I know Byron Woods listening to this right now. I left and came back. Facts. I left and came back.
And Brian listening, ask him how that Jimmy Garoppolo thing working.
Talk about it.
Hey, you know who we need to have on here? And we for many reasons. But we need Damon Armstrong on this. The nigga, he already out. Okay. So like we gotta talk to him about his prison bit and how many noodles he ate. And we gotta talk to him. He switched teams. Remember, he switched teams before the Patriots won their sixth ring. And he went to the 49ers. So he just missed out on the ring and then lost.
And this is what fucked me up about, bro. He has switched teams right there. But complete trash and complete trash junior link up, and he stick with the Rockets.
Right. Yeah, that is true.
He gave them them names. We didn't do that. He gave them the names he came up with.
You know what? I can't be the one that you'll have to go at him about that. I couldn't do it because I jumped in John Gruden's DMs.
What you said to him?
All type of terrible shit. I posted in this post.
As you should have.
He got me fucked up. That's why. You took all that money, nigga. I want results. If I paid you to do a job, if I paid you to cut my grass and I came outside and the grass wasn't cut, you'll hear some shit.
But he did cut the grass. What he did was he put the lawnmower on the lowest level possible and he cut it down to the dirt.
Nah, I ain't pay for the lowest level possible. He got the second highest contract in the NFL behind Bill Belichick. Now, Bill Belichick's contract is justified. Look at my resume. Why don't I? Who gonna make more money than me? Who? What the fuck?
He got the second highest contract for a coach in the NFL.
Yeah, he got the second highest contract for a coach in the NFL.
A 10-year deal, too, nigga. 10 years, nigga. That's nuts.
And he's guaranteed. Belichick's ain't guaranteed.
Right.
Not to that extent.
John Gruden has a baseball, A-Rod contract.
Mm-hmm. And you just got a new house. So a motherfucker gave you, motherfucker paid the salary and bought you a new house. Now, granted, it may not be his house, but you living in it for free.
Right.
You rent. Come on, man. Wow. I want to know the fucking results, man.
So wait a minute. Hold on. So what you just told me is John Gruden got the highest contract for a coach in the league outside of Belichick. Mm-hmm. And the first thing he did was trade Khalil Mack?
He had no choice, though.
Why? Like, explain it to me right now.
Khalil Mack shit, but I understand it. They had no choice.
What happened?
Because he wasn't going to resign with them regardless.
Oh, okay. So he was going to walk.
He was going to walk anyway. That's why I see why people make it such a big
fuss. Okay, you ain't never said that.
Y'all never read the reports coming out there. Because, like, you got to understand, players, especially players of that caliber, don't want to play in that old-ass stadium. They was like, that was the most piss-poor stadium in the league.
Damn. Hey, Ma, how you feel about that?
I mean, say he's not discussing the Raiders, dog.
Damn, bro. He ain't even comment on his guys, bro. Man, hey, I'm gonna keep it real right here on this podcast. He, this nigga, bro. This is how I feel. I can't see him leave the Raiders. I know you're doing your free agency thing. I'm cool with that. I respect that. But me personally, if I don't see him rocking the silver and black when they up in Las Vegas, hey, don't hop on the train when they start winning. You hear me? Hey, don't do like I did.
Let's go to a game.
Don't do like I did and come back when the Rams back in the Super Bowl. Don't take my shit. No, stay down for the hard times. Stay down for the hard times. Hey, don't try and go up in their new stadium talking about some, oh, shit, I just want to see what it looked like. You know what I'm saying? Nah, don't do that. Don't do that. Either you stay down right now or it's over for life.
I apologize, gentlemen. I forgot to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. And we got cut off my job and lost my damn paperwork. And
this nigga Cap, man, he heard that shit.
I ain't hear it. I'm turning up. Jarrell, right here. Jarrell, my line.
Nah, they just interrupted the broadcast for real.
Yeah, they lost my damn paperwork, so I might not get no check on Thursday. And then he was like, the other dude was like, you still coming back out Sunday? I told him earlier. If y'all don't find that paperwork, I ain't never coming back out. If I don't get my check, shit. I don't even work for y'all no more.
For real.
Y'all got life all the way fucked up. I don't know what that type of shit is. Yeah, well, we're going to find it. We'll pay you for that later. Motherfucker, that's damn near 3,000 miles. You lost your motherfucking mind. I'm finna. If y'all don't hear from me for a couple days.
Right, we already know.
Yeah, I'm arrested. It probably serves me right. I just made fun of Damon eating noodles and shit. Now I'm finna be eating motherfucking noodles.
Right. Hey, you gonna be like Adrian Bronner?
Hell yeah.
I ain't scared to go back.
Right. He sound real tough when your hands is registered weapons. I bet you ain't scared to go back. You got two weapons at all times.
Right.
I wouldn't be scared either.
Ain't nobody trying to box that nigga in no jail.
Fuck no.
Hell right. Nah.
But, hey, that just lets you know the level of athletes we be talking about. Hey, man, we be in the group talking all shit. Hey, but you know what, though? Reese Hauling, if I said his name right, he really believed he could go in the NBA and drop 30. He really believed that shit. He really believed that shit. He really believed that shit, bro. He is not bullshitting. He really believe he going to league right now and do some niggas wrong.
Hey, Reese, dog, don't let that nigga discourage you, dog. Show that nigga your highlight reel, dog. That nigga take what he talking about.
He's
listening to that nigga.
I would love to see that shit. I'll pay good money to see that shit.
Oh, man.
Hey, I got 5 on it.
We should get crossed the fuck up. Something so terrible. Oh my god. He wanted it with Smush Parker. I jumped in Smush Parker DMs like, hey man, this nigga Reese say we trying to put something together. He said he'll tear you. I'm telling you, Reese said he'll kill you. I ain't heard back from Smush just yet, but I put it out there. I don't take it lightly, nigga. If you say
Reese said he'll cook Smush Parker.
That's what he said.
Hey, that nigga funny as hell, bro. I would pay. Hey, bro. I know Smush ain't getting no money like that. I ain't gonna disrespect the man. But hey, Smush, we'll put something together for you to see you go one on one with Reese. We can make it a whole event.
You hear me? I'll make a GoFundMe account for it right now.
That would be hilarious. Hey, Smush, cook that nigga. Hey, my boy, cook you. Hey, Smush Parker gonna roast that boy.
Ah, this shit gonna be bad, boy.
Hey, he gonna put Smush Parker back on. They gonna be like, hey, y'all wanna see Smush Parker cook this nigga real quick? He'll straight be an internet sensation.
Okay, let me ask y'all a question, man.
All right.
No sports. What you been supplementing the time with?
Oh, man. I'll let y'all go first, man.
No, there's no answer to that. I ain't been supplementing the time with nothing, nigga. It's nothing. What you mean? Bro. Ain't nothing to supplement sports for. You don't get the excitement. You don't get the suspense. You don't get the stats. You don't get the funny memes. You ain't getting the funny videos. Like, that shit shut everything down, dog.
Bruh.
Like, I can't even do gambling shit no more. I can't do my DraftKings. Can't do none of my sports betting, nigga. I'm out here poor now. You
know what I'm saying? Poor now.
That's not funny. Hey, man. This man just preached right there. Ain't no supplement in that shit. Bruh.
Ain't nothing.
I look nothing. Forward to watching a nigga get crossed up, yammed on. That's all I ask for in the fucking world, man. Can I sit down, smoke a joint, and watch some sports? God damn. I can't even have that. What the fuck is going on, dog?
Corona.
I ain't asking for much.
We gotta fill it in with something, dog. Like, you ain't been binge watching nothing. You ain't been, like, you been putting more work towards your crafts or.
Man, I got it on ESPN hoping some shit will come on. Show me some highlights. Nigga, something. Nigga, show me some old motherfucking Jordan footage. Nigga, I need to see some shit. This is crazy, man.
Dog, I was
ESPN
in the box,
is sad right now, dog. That shit hurt.
See, you don't realize how much sports take up in our daily lives until it's gone, dog. You got to think, even just the GSPN was built around sports. You know what I'm saying? Like, GSPN, we ain't even been posting the GSPN that much no more.
Man, it's gone. They took it from us, bruh. March Madness was about to pop off. Nino, how much you get up off March Madness, bro? You be betting in that shit? Man.
Yeah, I was gonna go heavy this year since I'm down here in Vegas, because when you go down to the strip and do it, you get better odds. So I was gonna be on that shit. Come on, but nope, took it away from me.
Damn, I ain't even trip off of that. Nino, you a sports gambler that just moved to fucking Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I was bitching because I'm like, dog, this is the first week I start my online business and this shit happened.
Bruh.
Your shit is what the fuck? That's crazy, dog. And you know what? I want to address something too, real quick. It's like memes and posts going around where dudes is like, day 5 without sports. I have a wife. She got blue eyes, or you know, whatever. She pretty cool. I'm gonna tell a real life thing. My partner, I don't say his name, but. My partner in there with his wife with no sports, and he said, this is a real conversation. This nigga say, man, I don't know what the fuck they talking about on the internet. With no sports, he was like, that was my only outlet away from this bitch. Now she really pissing me off because I ain't got nothing to fucking, you know what? I'm just gonna go in the room, watch my sports, and I get, you know, when I come back to whatever the fuck she talking about, I'll be better, you know, ready to deal with it. With no sports, I ain't even got no fucking getaway. I gotta leave the house and shit to have a little moment to myself versus going in the other room and just turning on the goddamn game and getting a beer and chilling out for a little minute. I'm like, I ain't even think of that. I ain't got no wife. So I ain't even trip off of that shit. You know, if I put a bitch out, she out.
She out. She done for the day.
Yeah, but you ain't got no, so David, is it? No, you ain't got to say. I ain't going to put you on the spot like that because everybody, you know, I don't want to get back to nobody. But, dog, is that like a, I'm asking both of y'all, is that like a, is that believable? Like, is some niggas going through that to where it's like, that was my getaway from her. Now I don't got it. I hate her more.
Man, listen. I'm not going to say anything like that on this show. but what I will say is, man, listen, bro, niggas like us, bro, see, we different, bro. We not like these weirdos, bro. We don't watch fucking reality shows, Love and Hip Hop ass niggas. No offense to niggas that fuck with shit like that.
Yeah, speak for yourself, nigga. Fuck
yeah, but you know, bro, we watch sports, nigga. since little kids, nigga, we come to elementary school, nigga. You ain't just see what team. Oh, nigga, what? You know what I'm saying? Man, this shit terrible.
This is horrible. Straight
trash. This
like
is horrible.
Even if you look even at an economical standpoint, just think, man, about people. Not even on the people who used to work in the stadiums and stuff, but think about the broadcast crew. Think about the people, the vendors that used to go down to them sporting events and make them some money and selling t-shirts and hot dogs and shit like that.
All that shit
shut down.
You talking about that, bro? They was about to have their most money coming in through the playoffs and March Madness.
That's when the money
start coming.
Uh-huh.
Bruh, that shit crazy, bro. For a fucking virus. What y'all think about this shit, man? Is it cap? Let's get everybody's opinion. We are here right now. What's the deal with this shit?
I don't think it's cap. I think the motherfucker is real, and I think they looking at it like, okay, this motherfucker is spreading hella fast. It don't mean that, you know, because I, in my head, you know, I go extreme with certain things. So in my head, it went like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? But like, it could be if we don't do shit. But I think the quarantine, and it may not stop it, but I definitely think it slowed it down to a point where we can go, all right, we got to figure this shit out. This shit here is fucked up. This shit is, you know, person to person. Okay, we got the borders locked up. We got a little time. We just trying to buy time for us to react to having to fight this shit. So I don't think, you know, we as big a risk to where motherfuckers need to be thinking about they not going to get enough toilet tissue out in time for you to run out of having 89 rolls of toilet tissue in your fucking house. I don't think it's that serious. I think people overreacting. I think the media kind of caused some of that. But I definitely think it's serious enough to, you know, stay home. Don't motherfucking, nah, we need to, this shit's spreading. They don't want to say airborne, but this is what I heard. I was listening to the doctor on the CDC say, and this is some science shit. Nino, you probably know about this shit, but to me, it just said it's airborne, but he said it ain't. The dude was like, airborne is when shit goes through the air, and then you breathe it in, and you know, it's the infection in the air. This is not that. It's air droplets that got moisture in them, and, you know, they land on shit and be on shit, and you touch shit, and then get in through membranes, and mouth and eyes and all this shit. So it's like, I guess maybe you ain't necessarily breathing right in what somebody doing, but just the fact that a motherfucker could bend and breathe, they blew their breath on something 2 days ago, and you come back and touch it and then touch yourself in the wrong place, and now you got it. That's airborne or not.
Nah, because airborne is right. Like, if it was a group of people in one place and somebody just breathing, everybody in that place got it. That droplet shit is more so self-contained. So it's not, as long as you weren't in that immediate area, you're not going to get it.
So you think the quarantine will make it to where if we all stay away from shit for so long, because I'm guessing that's what it's about.
Yeah, it's just more so keeping it. It's just keeping it where it's at until it die out. Because we gotta. What people don't realize, everything is a virus. Like the flu is a virus, and 5 years down the line, we're gonna be talking about corona just like it's flu or asthma, emphysema, or something like that. It's just gonna be another thing that you're gonna have to take medicine for. Viruses always pop up every couple of years because you got to think about the technology and what people experimenting on and what people different things people are doing. And like, I honestly truly believe that shit came from China because I do a lot of operations out in China and I talk to them people on a daily basis. I honestly do believe it came from them eating food that they ain't supposed to be eating.
I can believe that too.
But they always eat food that we think ain't supposed to be eating. But that's because their population is so heavy. They ain't got nothing else to eat. They got over a billion people over there. That's a lot of motherfuckers. We don't even got half that.
It is. That's a fact.
That is a fact. That, you know what? I mean, maybe this is inappropriate, but the number of people over there lead me to believe that it's like as robotic as the Chinese people like pretend to be when I'm ordering my food or interacting with them. They do a whole lot of motherfucking fucking, boy. It's a billion of them, bro.
Nah, yeah, you gotta understand, Asia is one of the original countries, though. Like when civilization first started, Asia was there. China and shit was there. It wasn't nobody else in America but the Native Americans. But it was hella Asians already there, and they had all that land. And then just think about it. What you gonna do if you ain't had TV and shit and no electricity? Nigga, you fucking.
Yep.
Right? That's what they saying for it to be happening right now with no sports.
Right. It's going to be hella babies next year.
You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is going on, man? Dog, because of a fucking virus. Yeah, man, I'm with you, bro. I just stocked up on a bunch of shit. Shit, I'm laying low.
Yeah, I just suggest everybody lay low. Like I said, I keep in contact with China. They already released the quarantines and stuff in China starting today. And like, I'm still getting shipments into the United States. Like China said, they pretty much got it handled at this point. They only had 20 new cases in the last 3 days.
I saw that on the news, too.
Oh, okay. So how long did that take, do you think, since
3 months?
When it started to spread? 2 months?
3 months. Uh-huh. Because China been dealing with this since, like, November, December. They just ain't told nobody.
Well, the dude, Dr. Wuhan, dog, they shut him up. Remember, he was trying to tell people, and they was like, man, you better set that cap up. And he was like, but it's real. Hey, say it's real again.
Y'all, nigga phone tap. That's another thing. That's why people be so anxious to go in them type of countries. They just don't understand. Like, them countries, they shut off the internet at certain times. Like, no one can use the internet.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
But that lets you know, though, about America, bro. Like,
yeah, we some whining bitches.
Even bro, I be thinking sometimes, like, and this is a little off topic, but it's a little relevant because we going through a true life situation. I be thinking sometimes, like, bro, even if you in the straight hood, you in the jacks, you hear me? It's fucked up. We know what it's like. And bro, even in that situation, bro, a motherfucker somewhere in Africa, nigga, where it's really fucked up, would love to be in your situation.
Yep. Love it.
Love it.
Them niggas ain't got running water.
Bruh, they gotta go walk to get that shit. Miles. To get the water, bring it back, all type of, you know what I mean? Nigga, you got running water? It get hot? No, you gotta make it get hot. That's cool.
Right, straight up.
You know what I mean? Like, bro, sometimes you do got to look at it like that. It's fucked up, bro, because it's no sports. We mad, you know, but it's for the best. Motherfuckers should not be linking up, getting together like that, unfortunately. You know, and sports is the main thing to do that.
Bring I don't know what y'all problem together. In St. Louis, dog. I've just seen everybody at Hookah Boys last night. Shit, I'm like, dog.
Oh, bro, they was out on 314 day. They was trying to get me to come out. I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it either, bro. My partner, shout out to Saint. That nigga invited me to his mama birthday party. I'm like, bro, no. Y'all finna all have corona. Straight up.
I don't like being around a lot of people no way, so this is perfect for me. Keep your asses in the house. I get to shop at Walmart with nobody there.
Ain't nothing nice for you to get, though. You at the Walmart.
Nah, they got all the panty shit. The shit I eat is off, like chicken sausage and shit.
I went in there, I was looking for a patty pie. They ain't had like no patty pies.
Get some Eggo waffles and shit. I eat shit people don't fuck with, so it's always some shit in there I can.
Right,
do you eat patty pies?
That's what I'm saying. If you get to that point to where it's not even about what you get, you just gotta get some shit, that's what we know it done hit the fan. You know what I'm saying? That's where we hoping it don't get to.
The architect said on the Matrix, this prepares, it's levels I'm prepared to live in.
Man, it's crazy we talking about that right now, but it's that type of time.
Yeah, that's real about it.
And time for ammunition.
Yeah, I need some more of that for sure.
Man, that's crazy, bro.
But it ain't for the panic like people think. I just wanted for when niggas start panicking.
Right. So let me ask you this, getting back to sports, just to ask y'all, let's say we do get through this shit and it's all good. You know, like Nino said, it took them about 2-3 months to say they finally got it, you know, under control. What if the season start back up?
If the season start back up, then shit, Kawhi gonna be back in your ass.
Oh, man.
I'm talking shit. Kawhi's up in my ass right now. I'm playing 2K. I'm losing by 6.
You know what? It all depends on what everybody doing. If everybody just in the house and not working on their craft, then you gonna be able to tell when the season starts.
Do you think they should make up games or just go straight to the playoffs?
No, I think they should continue the season just from.
Hey, I think they just should have a later playoff.
Well, I think you should. You might have to miss the games that you was missed, but the games that's on your schedule, like this date, you should go back to them games.
Well, by then, it'll be in the playoffs.
It is.
It ain't no schedule.
Well, yep, do that then, because we got to think about, if you're going to start playing them, then we got to think about next year. I don't want these niggas tired for next year.
But see, this is what I think they finna do. They finna use this as an excuse to try this new pushback season.
Oh, yeah. No, I have heard that, too, though.
You know what I'm saying? Because that way they really won't be competing that much with football.
Yeah, I heard that. To push the seasons to start it on Christmas and to have it pretty much go throughout the summer.
That would be dope, too, bro. For us, not for them. The NBA players, I hate that shit.
Right, because they summer is when – so, really, instead of having the summer off, they would have the fall and the winter off.
Which, I mean, if they think about it, would be better anyway because you can be more inside because you play inside anyway. So what would be stopping you from going to the gym? You can't tell me snow stops.
That's, man, football is not the NBA problem, though. The NBA problem is that they play too many games that don't count.
And they hella greedy, though.
That's true. Like, I don't understand. That's the reason why football is always going to be better than the NBA because every game counts. Just think if Miami never beat the Patriots and Patriots got that bye week. Would the Patriots be in the Super Bowl?
No, you know what?
It was possible.
That's why they talking about having the play-in tournament and shit. So what Nino is saying is not far off because they obviously trying to tinker with it because they feel that way anyway. So I don't think it's a problem yet, but I think it is addressing it right now is the smart move because it is like let's keep it real, you know, unless you're like me and you're a hoop fan, you're not watching Portland and Utah on a Tuesday night.
No, you're not.
But you got to think. Look at when Portland and Utah play. It'd be like in October. That shit in the summertime would go because everybody outside hooping anyway. So you'd be wanting to see that hooping in the
summer. I actually will watch Portland and Utah on a Tuesday, but I'm confined to a truck. So it's like
Tuesday in October versus Tuesday in July. You know what I'm saying? When ain't really nothing going on the inside.
But you got to understand, it's hot in July. People want to go outside. That's when you're going to your Disney Worlds, your theme parks. You taking your family on vacation because the kids out.
Yeah. But you also going to bars and hanging out at restaurants. And you be like, ain't no sports on the TV. You got to sit there and just be sitting there. At the You at the bar and doing nothing. No sports. But,
unless you a whack-ass baseball fan.
I feel like I said
what I said.
A baseball play a lot of meaningless games, too. 162 games is a lot.
Yeah, they play a ton of meaningless games. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I do feel like it's a lot of the season could be shorter. If you made it shorter and gave it more rest time, games would mean more. You wouldn't get as much load management. I mean, we got to say this shit. Load management. I mean, that's a real thing in the NBA right now. Load management.
If you make the season shorter, then you got to tweak a lot of other stuff when it comes to, you know what I mean? So
one thing they need to tweak is do something about the schedule that makes divisions matter.
Yeah, like the divisions don't even matter.
Or get rid of them. And just
they don't matter. I think
divisions should have got rid of divisions in the NBA years ago.
Yeah, just have conferences.
I like the divisions because the divisions make sense. It's teams in a certain area. Places that's close to each other, that's where rivalries are born. Cities that are close by each other. So,
but this you thing, can just
play the most.
You can still do that without calling it a division. Because if we remember one of them years, the Clippers, because they won the division, was a higher seed than a team that had a better record than them. That's when they said, well, we're not doing that no more. And like,
well, the NBA, the NFL got that.
That's why it ain't fucking with the NBA.
No,
let's go.
You gonna say NBA greater than NFL?
Hey, we had to, man. It's been boiling up in the group. I had to do it. It was right there.
Hey, man, let's play Big Bang. Take a look.
No, we can't do that. Can't nobody do that shit.
The NFL is not bullshit.
No, bro. No, but you know what, bro? It is because of what Nino said, though.
Every game matters in football.
They did. They're not trying. They do.
Well, I'm just saying, but you know what I mean? It's like they need more products.
So what does that mean, though, right? That what we're saying is the NFL, who's heavy on divisions, they are growing.
But they switched their divisions. You know what I'm saying? They moved.
They did switch them, but they kept the idea of divisions. That's what sells. But
maybe they need to shake up the NBA division.
Now, what they need to do is just make the divisions count. A tournament play for playoff spots, and that's it. Like, throughout the year, just play your division for your playoff spot. That's it.
Just make them mean something. To where they, right now, they don't mean shit. So you might well not even say it.
But they ain't meant shit since the 60s when it was 18.
How would you make them mean something?
You make them mean something, you basically take from the NFL. Yep. You make it to where you got to win your division for your seeding to you might not even make the playoffs. You don't win that division.
Then the individual record shouldn't matter. Like, if you win your division, you get that spot in the playoffs, and then you put everybody in the playoffs based on how many wins they got. That's the only way it's gonna work.
Or steal from baseball. Instead of spreading the games out over the year where you play this team four times throughout the year, do like baseball do. No, we playing a series
right now. That whole two weeks.
I like that.
I would like to see that.
Well, I tell you what, then.
Because sometimes they play back-to-backs like that.
I tell you what, then. Yeah, if they do it like that, then they may have to. And I know the NBA want to do this. They're not in a position to right now, but they may have to expand and add a couple teams. I know they want a team back in Seattle, and I know they want a team in Vegas. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want
to think. But those are the two priorities.
Master said we can't have one.
No, I know that for sure. Vegas is number one priority. Everybody's bringing the team to Vegas. Hockey did it. NFL going. They're talking about did Oakland it. A's.
The NBA, WNBA got a team here now.
Right. Everybody coming to Vegas.
Well, that's because Vegas expanding.
It is. That's a money town.
Yep.
Name the year it wasn't.
Anytime before the 1960s?
They trying to do with Vegas now that they pushing it this hard. It's something they want there.
You're right, though, before the 1960s. But, you know, that ain't like – it didn't earn the name Vegas until it was making money.
Well, like, y'all say St. Louis, man. Vegas way smaller. I'm going to tell y'all niggas that right now.
Yeah, like, Vegas is a very small town. It, once you get,
right, way, like –
once
like,
you get
we throw St. Louis small trip? Around too much, nigga, because that's not a small town. Like, it still take me 25, 40 minutes to get to the east side and shit. You know what I'm saying? Here, nigga, I can get anywhere in 6 minutes, nigga. Anywhere.
And Vegas got a suburb area,
yeah,
too.
A few of them.
Vegas, man. You're not going to Vegas, Mom? That's what you missed when you clicked over. You're not going to Vegas?
Nah, can't nobody make
it. I offered this nigga tickets, dog, to come to the stadium with me. He was talking about, nah.
Oh, come on, bro.
I don't want to be a part of that. How you going to ask me to come back to my ex girl?
You didn't live with this bitch.
It's different, man.
Why you ain't do nothing with the fan base up, though?
Right, this shit horrible, dog. I am a fan. Let me tell you, I am a fan. I mean, in every sense of the word, I spend money. I watch you. I know your stats. I play with you. We play Madden, and a team is my team, like the Raiders have been. No matter how trash they are, I still pick you and just learn how to win with that because that's my team. I can't keep doing that, dog. I'm knocking on my 40s. Y'all niggas ain't did shit since I was in high school. Like, come on, bro. Why am I obligated to stick with that?
Well, it's this like, is what I said. This is what you missed, bro. So I got to bring it back. This is what you missed. I said, bro, me personally, I don't know how other people feel. But
Time out. NFL news. They just traded DeAndre Hopkins, dog, to the Cardinals. I can't believe that shit, dog.
What?
I cannot believe that shit, dog. Oh, for David Johnson and some picks, dog. Oh my god!
What?
Oh my gosh, dog.
Wow.
That is just. I know somebody.
I don't approve of that shit.
I don't either, dog. What is they doing over there? And you pay him. Hopkins, you pay.
What? Wow. That's huge,
dog.
Look, it's so fresh that it ain't even when you go to Google, it don't even pop up.
I'm sure we all about to get that notification. That's about to hit. What?
Dumb.
Why would they do that?
Who's to the Cardinals? Adam Schefter, you can say it.
Hey, but Kyler
Murray. Man, why they got a crowd? Hey. All Rams fans out there, Cordell, Crispy Bacon, all the Rams fans.
Johnson.
Why do it seem like our division is always the one getting bolstered up every damn year?
It do, dog. Y'all division is so tough,
every
dog.
Year
that's how many y'all niggas are going to make playoffs,
dog. The NFC West is the toughest division. Every single year.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. Why does that always have to happen to us? Why can't they do that to the Patriots division? They've been whooping up the Jets, the Bills, man, for 15 years. Niggas get traded to us for a damn box of rocks. Come on, man.
So they didn't trade them two for each other. They just made two separate trades that included.
But they had to do separate trades for the money, though. But that was really what that trade was for.
Oh my God.
Okay. So David Johnson. Hey, Kyler Murray. Is the Larry Fitzgerald he's still playing.
Oh man.
And what's the other dude's name? That was he was kind of nice. They got another
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray. Nice.
Lil Yoda.
Man.
He's a little short guy. Yeah, baby short
man, guy. Bro, we got to deal with Russell Wilson every year. Say what you want to say about him. He corny, whatever. Russell Wilson can ball.
He ball. He ball. He ain't never had no real receivers.
Come. The fucking 49ers just went to the Super Bowl. This is our division, bro. Every year. That's crazy, dog. That's crazy. They don't want to see us win, bro. I see what's going on. I see what's going on.
David, listen, let me tell you something right now. I just need to tell David something. Because he jumps out the window with these woe is me stories. Like when he did this shit the other episode with the Lakers talking about I stuck through there when times was bad. Motherfucker, you are a Laker. You had 6 years of bad. So now he's doing this with the Rams. Let me tell you, now you saying sad because motherfuckers is getting beefed up and the 49ers just went to the Super Bowl. Ooh. I am a Raider fan. I don't know if you know about the old divisions, but the Seahawks, we don't like the Seahawks. So they're a new division rival for you, but they're an old division rival for me. So I watched 2 Seahawks Super Bowls. I watched 2 Denver Broncos Super Bowls. I watched the team that motherfucking started off me on a bad call, the Tuck Rule, winning a number of Super Bowls and playing Super Bowls versus these teams. And the Super Bowl that just ended is the 49ers, Raider rival, versus the Kansas City Chiefs, Raider rival, and you sitting there talking about your bad time.
Well, look, man, you just said here on the podcast, you won't even accept the man tickets for you to walk in their stadium. You ain't no Raider fan no more. You left them high and dry.
I'm still bitter.
You left them high and dry.
He in free agency right now. He looking at
that gets back to my point, man. I got to say this because you didn't hear it, bro. I don't want to see you root for another team, bro. Personally, I want to see you ride it out with your guys. If I get a call for this podcast and I don't see that Raider football next to Jamal Droop Young, I'm gonna be hurt.
I gotta tell you today. I'm changing that today.
I'm gonna be hurt. That's your squad, bro.
Davey, your tears are like lemonade to me. Do you think that's gonna be the reason? You think I'm gonna be like, oh, Davey ain't gonna like it. Oh, man. I can't keep doing this.
Hey, Davey, don't worry about it. He ain't going nowhere.
I know he's loyal, man. He ain't going, man.
We gonna see. All right, keep thinking.
Can we have at least, do you have it down there, at least 5 teams?
Yeah,
can we hear them here on the podcast?
Okay.
Oh, man, I get to hear this in person. Okay. Right out the mouth.
One is the Raiders. I would be lying if I said that they don't have a spot where you ain't even considering it. You're always thinking about going home. You know, sometimes you just want to be with the hoes in the strip club. You still love your wife. It's just like this bitch. It's like this. Okay. The other one is number 2, Baltimore Ravens.
Drew been talking to you, huh?
Yeah, I always – what Drew said, this is what he said. He was like, you might as well come on home because you always liked them. And I did always like them. Like, I literally always liked just how they play old-school football. They build – they sit around old-school football, defense and run the ball. I love it. I don't even care about necessarily winning rings and shit. Just play football the way it's supposed to be played, and you always going to be competitive. You might not always win, but you're going to always be in the mix. Just that's with anything in life, too, nigga. That's a life thing. Play by the rules, you will always have some type of fucking success, even if you ain't number one. So I like that shit. Then 3, LA Rams. I ain't got to explain that. Do I got to explain that? Nah, anybody need an explanation on that? No explanation on that. Okay, that's 3. And then 4.
Oh, come on, man. Wow.
Wow.
Nigga.
You know what?
You know why I'm thinking about them? I'm going to tell y'all why I'm thinking about them. Because it's like, you know what the Dallas Cowboys are to me? It's like, let's say winning and losing was like your car. And losing meant that you drove a hoopty, right? So, as a Raider, I'm just in a hoopty. The Cowboys are in a hoopty. But for some real reason, everybody keep inviting them to the party. Like, they keep getting talked about. They're in the newspaper. Like, they still the star of the city. They just the bum. I'm a bum with no Instagram followers. They are, but they like the got him, dude. Like, got him! Like a retarded motherfucker, but he over. He got no talent. He don't do shit.
But that means you are going to basically be the Laker fans of football.
Oh, that I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole right now. Laker fans of football. I guess you could say that, but I get a Lakers this.
We win, baby.
They win.
I won't take it from you.
Dallas don't win.
But all they talk about is them past.
But, hey, our past championships at least are in the 2000s.
They past championships in the 2000s was making it to the playoffs. That was good enough for them.
This shit is like,
they steal them boys.
It's crazy because they still have the biggest fan base. Still to this day, bro. They got people all over the world as Cowboy fans.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron a Cowboy fan. Mm.
And then that's another thing. You always got gang everywhere you go. So that means I can go to a Hooters and Louisiana, and I'm gonna have family there. Right. I can go to Miami.
That's enough Cowboys talk. Let's get to know.
Look, you say I didn't want to hear that bullshit.
That's enough Cowboys talk. Okay, and this is the last one. And I feel bad even saying this one because it's like you finna lead the Raiders because you're worried about losing, and this last team kind of makes matter of fact, I'm gonna do it's six.
Okay,
I'm just gonna put two at number. This is a close proximity pick. So, Chicago, Indy. Just for the fact of, like, I live in St. Louis. Obviously, there's no way I'm touching Kansas City. I don't have to explain that.
Right. Facts! Before you continue, all you niggas that was in St. Louis that hopped on that bandwagon, I'm ashamed of y'all. I'm ashamed of y'all.
I'm ashamed
of y'all.
That's like rooting for the
Come
boys.
Come on, man. That's crazy. I stand y'all mad about the Rams. You ain't gotta like the Rams. Yeah. But to hop on the Chiefs, the KC, y'all know we better than that. We don't do that. Go ahead, Jamal.
Hold on. What's wrong with them hopping with close proximity hopping on the Chiefs bandwagon? What's wrong with that?
Bruh. Kansas City. Kansas City. Come on, bro. Let's be 100 right now. I don't want to disrespect nobody in Kansas City. Okay. But listen, it's a difference, bro. We're not the same. I'm not doing that, bro. I'm not doing that. Nah, I can't do it. I've seen a lot of niggas do it, though. That's a rivalry, bro. Kansas City, St. Louis is a rivalry, bro. Even though we in the same state.
How? Y'all be playing preseason.
Oh, my God.
It's called the governor's cup.
It's a rivalry in baseball too, though. It's a rivalry. We're not the same.
It's a rivalry. It's a rivalry as far as just
it is
street city shit.
You remember, hey, I know all of us yeah, in that St. Louis versus Kansas City.
Ain't none of y'all niggas beefing with nobody from Kansas City.
I ain't beefing with a nigga from KC. I'm not doing that.
They don't fuck with us, and we don't fuck with them.
We actually have many listeners in the Kansas City area, and I would want to extend.
Yeah, we love y'all out there, but I'm just saying, y'all know what time it is.
Yeah, hey, David, if they don't know, I definitely know. I done been up there, and they like, oh yeah, you from St. Louis? Yeah, all right. Oh, whoa, what's
that? I will say this though, that was when I was a little younger.
Yeah, in my 20s and shit.
Now I'll be kind of cool out there.
It's still like that for the 20-year-old.
But I don't wear my Cardinal hat. when I'm out there.
It's real.
I don't want my Cardinal hat nowhere. I'll be an undercover agent. I go to the mall, I get the hat from that city, and I walk around in that, wherever I'm at. You don't need to know where I'm from. I need to know where you from. You from here. I hear you how you talk.
Can I say this, though? I don't mean to cut you off.
Yes, you can.
To the last two teams, what Nino was just saying. See, I know what y'all don't know, listeners. Y'all may not know this. I've known Nino for a long time.
Very long.
Very long time. He is me and him. This me and Nino was on the debate team together. We love to argue. We love that shit. If y'all can't tell.
We got trophies for that shit.
Facts.
I think Nino might just know how to do it, but I don't think he loves
it. Oh, I love
it. But you on the other hand.
Oh no, I love it.
It's nothing better. So, but I know what you're saying when you say what's wrong with a nigga going to KC. Because if you gonna say that, then you can't go to Chicago. Because that's a true
You can't go to Chicago.
That's a true rivalry.
That's a rivalry. Yeah,
it is.
No,
bruh.
It's not. No,
yes,
it's not.
It is. That's a rivalry, bro.
Yeah.
Come on,
I'm a Bulls fan. So y'all weren't Bulls fans. You weren't rooting for the Bulls.
We never had a basketball team, so that don't count.
Oh shit.
Do we got a football team?
We used to.
You used to, though.
Nigga, we used to have a basketball team.
Let's see, in this situation, he leaving his team.
Man, fuck the Cubs. So it's a rivalry.
His old rivalry was still kind of. It's still kind
I don't of, watch bro, baseball,
that
nigga.
Counts, bro. That counts.
Okay.
I'll let you have Indiana, though.
Y'all just
go. I ain't mad at that.
Y'all gonna have to.
Nah, you might as well just come to Philly. Like I've been telling you, you already like the cheese steaks.
Nino, you average one Super Bowl every
100 years.
Damn.
My average of Super Bowl, I might as well stay away.
But put it like this. In the last 100 years, we're one of the only, three teams that actually beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Hey man, why are you bringing the whole stuff? We haven't even talked about the Patriots. Remember
you know what I realized about the Patriots, bro? The only teams that can beat the Patriots gotta be on the East Coast, just like them. Them the only teams that can beat them. Why is that? I don't know. But they just got the best luck.
Rivalry.
Yeah.
True,
especially Eli. Right. Right, hey, say it again. A rival,
bro. Eli, in all fairness, Eli had Tom Coughlin too, and Tom Coughlin definitely knows.
That's a good point.
You know what I think it is? This is what I think it is. I think it's just moments where you could be too smart for your own good, right? So, if I'm really, really smart, I'm probably going to be more predictable because I'm always do the right thing. You can game plan for that. A motherfucker that's kind of goofy is going to be like, ain't no way he would do this in a game. How do you game plan for a nigga that's going to do something that you can't prepare that he going to do because it ain't the right thing to do? So, yeah, Eli got a good shot against your defense because you going to go, okay, we take A away, we do this, pressure him on this side, he ain't going to have nowhere to go but here. Oh, he went to that spot anyway, and the motherfucker caught it.
Yeah.
They lose. Who they lose to at home? Joe Flacco. Lost to Eli twice. Lose to Nick Foles. But Peyton Manning is way better than Eli.
Bill Belichick be doing that too, though. If you ever notice them playoff games where we be behind, he do some.
That is true.
I don't think he'll do.
I'm not about to sit here and give Bill Belichick a lot of credit though, because I'm not a Belichick fan at all.
Well, he is the greatest coach.
He's
ever,
not
though,
the greatest so, coach
yeah.
ever. Not
yeah,
to me.
I mean, you got
not to me, bro.
Man,
not to
he
me.
Is the greatest
I'm
coach
looking
ever.
At him, bro.
Your opinion don't count when you talk about this thing.
Dog, he damn near took them to playoffs.
Bro, I don't want to hear about what he damn near did, bro. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
That goes hand in hand, baby. Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback ever.
I don't agree.
Coach ever.
See, Dave, you're at an 8 right now. Sorry. We're going to need you to come down to maybe a 3.
I got out.
Nah, man, do your shit, man.
No, but seriously, man. Stop you. How can your coach know the plays? He know the other team plays, bro. Listen to what we're saying right now. And you couldn't blow nobody out. Who did they ever blow out? All these defenses that people saying was so great. Why did Tom Brady have to lead them down the field every single Super Bowl to win?
Because Bill Belichick is not trying to blow you out. He's just trying to stop what you do best.
Well, let me flip that back around on you. There was never a blowout, but there were plenty of low scores.
True that.
We all could agree to that, right? Okay. So did nobody say that Tom Brady couldn't score more points? There was no cap on him. I mean, you allowed to score as many as you want to,
right? Back to what Bro said, though. Who was he throwing it to? One time.
Randy
One
Moss.
Time, and they won that off of a fluke.
They won that off
of what? He caught the ball with his helmet, man. Come on, man. That should have never happened again. Ever in your lifetime.
You allowed to score more than 14.
The fucking ball is about to stick to a nigga helmet.
All right, see, we know why do we
got to
keep bringing up 2007? Let's like not even talk about
2006. Well, I'm just saying, Jimmy Johnson,
Trey Aikman. Well, let me ask y'all this, then. Let's talk about this, then, since we having this conversation. Brady talking about leaving. We don't know what's going to happen with that.
Hey,
we don't know what's going on. We'll say that. We don't know. But let's just say this.
Yeah, we do. He going back to the Patriots. That's already been determined.
He going back to the Patriots.
I know where he going.
What make you say that?
He just
saw Tennessee sign Tannehill. I did see that. Yeah, it looked like no Tennessee. You like
that
move?
That was a good move. I liked it.
I do like too.
Yeah, he played good. Damn, Kevin. So why we couldn't do that in Miami? Where Kevin at?
Because Miami ownership sucks. When the team is bad for that long, it's the ownership level. It's never the
coach. Wow. That's a good
Not only that, but it's Miami. Many distractions down
there. Hey.
Miami.
Damn.
Miami is a hell of a
team. Hey, you ain't
right. Done. NFL players.
Yeah. NBA, what Nunn just say from Miami? He said, man, I got down here and it just didn't improve everything. It don't work like that for everybody. Sometimes that beach life make you lazy.
It will make me lazy, too, and it's a lot of Cubans and Dolly Castro's down there.
Yeah. There's a lot of good food down there, too.
And cocaine.
We definitely know that.
Yeah. You know, cocaine ain't good. We just making jokes. It ain't good.
Why, dog, get influenced you down already there. Talked about this, dog. This is not the podcast to be talking about that.
Not at all.
Not
I don't even know what that is.
Hey, drugs.
Except if you're doing off a bitch titty, then it's okay.
Well,
yeah. If you're rich, if you done got rich, all, and you do it off of a tit, then it is
that's
okay.
An exception to the rule. That's just like the exception. You know, bacon is not pork. So
it's not, is it?
No.
Hey, ooh, I got a question for Jarrell, real quick.
But
can I ask you this, bro? I got one question for you. I know you're a big fan of this guy.
I'm listening.
And you always went hard for him, bro. And they started hating on him and everything, but this was your cat. So let me ask you, do you think Carmelo Anthony is better than Scottie Pippen?
Okay, so like, just if both of them in their prime, I can pick one of them. Who would I pick?
Damn.
I would go with Melo every time. And I love Scottie Pippen. I love Scottie Pippen too, but I'm gonna pick Melo because I know for sure Melo gonna win me the game. It's either win or lose with him. Scottie gonna get me close. He probably can take me almost home, but I don't think he's gonna win that game for
what
me.
You every, think,
you know, I ain't gonna have.
Oh, okay.
He went to the ship.
He over
there. I mean, it's like a pick. I just like Carmelo.
Hey, no, Lewis, I don't think you biased. I think you're right.
But I mean, Scotty at his best
was about 22.
25 points per game. Melo. So, I mean, you know, but see, comes with that is I'm gonna be missing my defense, but I can get two or three other people to play solid defense and just have Melo free breeze and scoring 30 points a game, kind of like OKC
was
hiding
Kevin
Durant
for a while. Oh damn! Why you had to take a shot at KD like that? Damn!
I'm just saying.
Damn!
That's what was happening. He was first in OKC. He couldn't really guard nobody. He was just – it was his win that's a problem. But, like, when people went at him, like when him and Melo was going at each other when he was playing in Seattle, even Kobe said it. Melo is one of the hardest people to defend because he can do everything.
Damn, bro. Well, let me ask you this, bro. What y'all got against Kevin Durant, man? What did he do?
You know, no, I just his game not that. You know what I'm saying? He too wiry to be a. I mean, he a solid defender because he got that wingspan.
What
but
you
if
think?
He didn't have that wingspan. I don't know.
I mean,
he a scorer. That's what
I mean.
He
yeah, he just a scorer, dog. Like, I believe Kevin Durant got what it takes to take somebody to win the championship by himself?
You think Brooklyn about that? All right, you think Kyrie trash. You hate Kyrie.
I hate that
Kyrie,
nigga.
Kyrie's just a scoring guard. He shouldn't be. He shouldn't run point.
What y'all think about dude Spencer?
What
y'all think about Spencer Dinwiddie? Let him run the point.
Yeah, and put Kyrie at the two
that
position,
nice.
Kind of like they did Allen Iverson.
Yeah, but thanks. So you don't think with Spencer Dinwiddie and Kyrie, Kevin Durant could win a championship with Brooklyn? Damn!
No. Kyrie ain't got what it – Kyrie had what it takes because of LeBron. He don't have what it takes with Kevin Durant. He can't put up with Kevin Durant's baby fits and all this stuff because he a baby too.
And you got to realize, Kyrie, when he was playing by himself, he fuck making playoffs. Some niggas wouldn't even find him.
No, but
right, he was Cleveland Bradley was winning 20 games.
He had just came
in
the league. Nobody win when they first get in the league, though. Come on.
And without him, Isaiah Thomas had a better record with Boston than he did.
You know what I thought is interesting about Brooklyn that we wasn't tripping off of? You know how, like, and I'm the first to jump on niggas' characters and how they be acting, you know, babyish or girliest, whatever you want to call it. But I was like, dog, I've been looking at Kyrie and KD so hard, I'm forgetting that the third wheel is DeAndre Jordan. This nigga ain't wired too tight.
But he probably won't be
there. He
gonna be there because don't nobody want that contract.
You don't think so?
I don't know why they gave him that anyway when they had the nigga with the fro. They actually gave him. Yeah, they actually brought him in.
Allen abuse
for Kyrie and KD because that was their friend. So that's what I'm getting at. Because if you look at this Brooklyn situation, see, we not tripping off of it because they not playing Kyrie or KD. But it already done had a few rocky moments. If you talk about what I just said with DeAndre Jordan, because they was bringing him off the bench when after they fired the coach, he started. He was in the starting lineup, so that already got you thinking like, okay, what the fuck is going on?
Let me ask you this. Do you think that Kevin Durant squad could beat either the Bucks or Toronto yes. in the seven no. game series?
Yes.
See? I don't think they could beat the Bucks. I don't think they could beat the Bucks.
The Bucks ain't shit for real.
You think so?
The Bucks ain't
what?
Whoa! The Bucks ain't shit. I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why.
They play
the Bucks. They yeah okay. Giannis throughout an 82 game season is going to dominate, especially in the East with inferior competition. There's no competition for him in the East right now. Nobody is on his level over there. Is that fact or fiction? The only player you can That's even fact. Somewhat debate is Joel Embiid. And that nigga be it wishy-washy.
I'm not gonna say that, bro. I just think the Bucks is a solid team. I like Budenholzer.
That's why I'm about to say it's about the coach.
No. I fuck with Budenholzer when he was in Atlanta. But
that's what I'm saying. So you've seen this nigga with no superstars, clown. You know.
But this the thing, yeah, though. But now then y'all not star. Let me get to my
that
point.
Y'all could be doing all this shit.
Fucking ball.
I know, that's your move right there, boy.
He can't shoot, bro. Let me ask you this. I'm about to ask a serious question.
Okay. But he's surrounded by shooters.
Okay, so if you're telling me you're gonna put the fate of your team in the hands of Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe, yeah, I'm gonna tell you they're not gonna win. That's what I'm saying.
But this is the thing. If
how is Giannis gonna stop KD?
How is Kevin Durant gonna stop Giannis from scoring?
You don't stop KD.
No, he's tall enough to block KD. Kevin Durant's shot. That's like the Will and Kareem battle. He's tall enough to alter that shot a lot. Ain't nobody else that tall. And that athletic to jump with him.
And you know what?
Right, that's the only thing. That's the only thing. I give you that. I said that on the last one. That's the only thing about this.
But Eric Bledsoe versus Kyrie Irving, we get the
Kevin Durant of old. Kevin Durant will mop the floor with Giannis. Mop the floor with him. Mop the floor.
I don't think so.
All right, well, look, let's do this. Let's see how bad it y'all really is. The season going to start again at some point. The coronavirus, it's either going to end the human race, which we ain't got to worry about doing no basketball, or it's going to calm the fuck down.
Ooh,
and the Nets will come to Milwaukee next year. Milwaukee is only.
Hey, I love Milwaukee.
Milwaukee only 370 miles from St. Louis. Okay, then. So it's set up. Now, listen.
All right, I'm willing to go.
We're gonna have to wrap this one up. I got a doctor's appointment, and we got some ups. We got some more episodes coming up.
Speaking of that,
KJ Jackson. I'm not getting my prostate checked. I'm not getting my prostate checked. We got KJ Jackson coming up. We got Harrison Ford is gonna eat David Lake's face. Y'all gotta stay tuned for that episode.
Ooh.
He gonna eat David Lake's face. David, he gonna eat your fucking face right off of your
face. I look like David dropped.
Ooh.
He ain't wanna hear it. He knew what was gonna happen.
He ran away.
As soon as I said Harrison, he said, oh shit. And hung up. He gonna eat David Lake's face. So what did I say? We got BJC Damore, who always talking dirty in there because she's a girl, but she's really a dude that's a girl. But I guess she's like
a girly dude,
yep. Cause you can't say girly dude. That's more like Darian vagina walls.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's more and we got the new I got a new GSPN movie coming up that I think y'all gonna thoroughly enjoy. I should be finished with that in the next coming weeks here. And y'all got anything y'all wanna shout out?
I just know this shirt fire, man. I'm gonna post it in the group so y'all can see it. My new Hey Order shirt. Motherfucker crispy.
Oh, you hear me, baby?
Yeah.
Get that from droop314.com. And if you need somewhere else to shop, as always, don't forget flexfirst.com. FlexFirst.com.
Get that good shit. You know what I'm saying? Baby mama tripping, just buy a bundle. You good.
Definitely them bundles are on sale at flexfirst.com.
And we will be I'm just rambling now, but Alan Parks, new jackets, new ways to win a new jacket coming up. Hey, keep listening. And that's about it.